Bank of Cardiff. This is Mike speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? This is Mr. Jenkins, TJ Jenkins. I had got an email from you about financing.
Business. Yeah. Finance. Yes, sir. Yeah. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good. Thanks. Yeah. Did you have like a specific question? You kind of just wanted to see kind of what the call was about, or?
Yeah, just kind of what the call was about, and see what you all had to offer, and what was your process like that.
Yeah, definitely. And what it was, well, first off, let me kind of go over the actual offer we sent out to as well. I tried calling, giving a call, but basically what it was is a couple weeks ago we had an LG Auto's a pre-approved offer for some equipment and capital. But it is based off some past financing you guys have done. So we don't just kind of just choose businesses at random. It's basically businesses that have financed before, have somewhat strong lending history. And what it is pre-approval for, if you guys are looking to maybe bring on some newer equipment or even just some extra capital, how about with any expenses? What do you guys, are you guys looking at something specifically right now that you're looking to do, or?
Working capital.
Okay, what are you guys looking to do? Like, is there like a certain amount you're looking for, or?
I am roughly looking at around anywhere between 25 to 50,000.
25 to 50,000. Okay. And what were your guys' plans on? What are you guys like looking to apply that to? Is there, I mean, it is going to be unsecured, so it doesn't really necessarily play a factor. But just kind of want to get a kind of an idea of what you guys are looking to do.
Expansion. We've had a certain clientele. Part of clientele that we've been running off of for years, over 12 years, and what I'm looking at now is expanding our services to take on more and bigger clients.
Okay. Okay, and then part of the I don't know. Have you looked into working capital before? Is it like a newer term to you, or have you guys either taken it out or anything like that before?
I've never really taken out a business loan before, to be honest.
Okay.
With you.
Okay.
I may have had a small line of credit for maybe like $2,000. Like, I really ran the business on cash.
So got it. Okay.
I'm trying to get away from that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's definitely, obviously, if you have cash, sometimes it is nice too. But if you are being able to, get a chance to finance it, it's definitely a good benefit too as well for your business. One of the lighter things is, obviously it can help with the business credit, but it gives you a chance to basically apply more funds to kind of, like you said, if expansion is your goal, definitely that's a huge part of getting, upfront costs to kind of take care of it and then seeing a return after that. You said you had a line of credit before. What was your kind of experience? What did you guys kind of use that for?
To be honest with you, I really didn't. Like, if I was in a small between financing periods, like if I was in a smaller gym, like if I needed it on Tuesday and I knew I wouldn't, and I knew some of our clients would have a check in on Thursday, I would kind of use it. I would use it to bridge the gap for that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was more kind of like an emergency kind of backup line.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Got it. Okay. And so I know you're saying you're planning on expanding. Like, what are your guys' kind of plans on doing that? Like, have you guys kind of already had a chance to think of, kind of create a plan, anything to get started?
Yeah. What we've been looking at and even starting is just another division that handles some of the cultural clients that we can speak more volume to that side. You know, some of my clients now, they don't want us to be too loud.
Got it, okay.
They definitely want us to be non-controversial.
Got it,
so,
okay.
So, not that we would be, but, with an addition of an offshoot company, I can scream from the rooftop for these other types of clients.
Okay, so kind of just have, kind of a couple different faces almost.
And then one thing that I'm trying to do even by the top of the year is to get into a building that we actually own versus lease. So we've been leasing for about 12 years now, and you know, by now, basically, I can handle couldn't pay you for.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
I'm trying to take that same payment that we've been paying for 12 years and say, hey, let's apply it to actual mortgage. But what we're looking at is a little bit more different. We're looking at owning the building and leasing the two other spaces to other businesses and tenants to actually pay for themselves.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. So you're leasing that. All right, and then as far as a deadline, are you guys looking to, were you guys kind of have something in mind where you guys wanted to kind of get the funds by, or is it like a certain timing, or is it kind of just kind of popped up?
I'm looking, to be honest with you, probably within the next 30 days or so for some of the funding, and of course, like, you know, building, I'm not looking for that issue.
Okay. So it's nothing like too emergency, but you kind of just want to see what's out there, kind of. Have you guys gone to your bank yet? Have you tried to, you know, look at getting a loan, or is it kind of just this kind of email kind of just wanted you to get some more information? Have you guys kind of looked into it already?
We're actually going to banks now. You know, we've started that process probably for the past 3 weeks.
Okay.
We had a few banks that came to us saying that we were on some kind of list. Of course, they wanted us to come over, bring our accounts over. So, you know, just kind of seeing which each one could offer, would offer, and then just kind of going from there.
Okay, got it. Okay, and then let me kind of just go a little bit background on like the working capital loan, just so you kind of have that, you know, kind of are familiar with it. But basically, there's basically three factors that we kind of, you know, mostly look at when we are taking a look at, you know, want to lend out. The pre-approval is definitely based off past financing, but we still need a real-time look at, like, how the health of the business is at the moment, kind of see exactly how much we can, you know, approve before. One of the main things we looked at is the gross annual sales, and then we look at the time in business as well as, you know, your personal credit as well. What would you say, like, the gross annual sales were like last year?
I can speak to you in real time.
Okay.
No. I can tell you exactly.
Okay.
Pulling up P&L for my my CPA.
Okay.
See?
I actually just came from a little bit of this detail already, and then we just hired a couple of people, so I really don't see the system, but it's like
100%. Let's see. Sounds like they put everything password protected.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. It was roughly around. It was roughly close to 500,000. It was like 494,000.
Okay. Then yeah, definitely. And then, like, would you say like last year? Are you guys on track to beat it, or is it a little lower? Or are you kind of? Does it seem like you guys are kind of flat from last year? Is it kind of looking the same?
For 16.
Yeah, from 2015. How do you guys look for right now so far?
Probably about the same. We were at 357 for 14. 15 definitely went up, and we're looking like the same around 15.
Okay, so you guys are definitely, you know, growing a bit. So that expansion should definitely help out probably. And then how would you rate your credit right now? Would you say it's good? Is it bad? Or is it kind of just somewhere in the middle at this time?
It's definitely fair. It's a little lopsided. It's 700, 658, and 632.
You said 760.
710.
Oh, okay, 710. Okay, that's not bad though. Yeah, so that's gonna be right around the average to on there. So that shouldn't be a problem. And then
the three scores, like one is 710. One is 658, and the other one is 632.
Okay, yeah, so they're definitely going to vary. I mean, we actually, when we do the process on there, I'll kind of go over it a little bit more with you in a little bit, but basically we just pull from one of them. It's Experian, so it kind of gives you just like an average on there. The credit is not, to be honest, the credit is even going to be that, you know, that's not the main thing that we look at. The main thing is, you know, if we look at is, the, like I said, the gross annual sales. If it looks like you can cash flow the note, the credit is going to definitely play a part, but it's not going to be the overall determining factor of how much you can get eligible for. Yeah. And then I had you down as the time in business was started in 2005. Is that accurate, or is it
is 04. Been in business.
Oh, it's 04? Okay.
Been in business 12 years.
Got it. Okay. Great. Yeah. All right, and then, and I know you're saying like with the expansion. So, are you planning on hiring? Is that kind of going to be the basis of it? Or I know you're opening up the division. Are you guys getting another spot or?
Yeah, it'll be to hire for a specialized area of it. Yes.
Oh, okay, got it. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, specialized area.
Okay. All right, and like I said, we do also offer the equipment financing too as well. So like during this process too, is if that's something you guys are also looking at, while you guys are going to be adding on any additional people, if you guys are looking to, you know, maybe get some extra, you know, equipment around the office too as well, that's also something we can also finance separately that wouldn't take away from the total amount of working capital, because I know a lot of clients still get the working capital and use those funds to apply towards any equipment they may be adding on, but we actually have a separate application you can do as well, just to kind of bring that up. But like I said, I mean, with the working capital, we can generally take about 10 to 15% of your revenue as the unsecured cash for the working capital. So if you're at about 490 to 500, you know, last year, we can definitely get you like 10 to 15% would be about looking at about 50K. So it's definitely should be, you know, definitely manageable on there. The next process from here, what I can do is I can send you an application and all to get basically to get the process started. I know you said you're not needing it for maybe the next 30 days. But what we can do is we can always, you know, get the process started, let you know exactly what we can give you, because all the terms on there, they're definitely going to range depending on, you know, all the, you know, the info that you provide us. We'll still need the 6-month application. I mean, sorry, the working capital application, 6 months bank statements, and then the last year's tax return too as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But the 15, we found an extension for. We haven't finished yet, but we have done okay. all the others. So I provided, but I can provide a P&L for 15.
That actually, and that wouldn't even be necessary. If you have if you don't have 2015, 2014s would work as well. That's fine. If you haven't, if you still haven't filed.
My question is, what is the typically the repayment terms? Is it monthly? I know some do weekly. I've seen some that do daily.
We actually provide all three of those. We'll give you the options are going to determine based off of, you know, everything that's kind of submitted. We have daily, weekly, and monthly payments, and the terms are usually from anywhere from 3 months all the way up until about 2 years. That we have 3-year programs, but if you're just starting out, usually the 2 years is usually the max that it'll be able to do. But so it's going to vary. And what we'll do is with the working capital, we basically will allow basically give you the terms for the highest amount, and then set up on the longest terms, and then you can basically choose from there. So let's just say we were able to get you $75,000. You don't necessarily have to take all that. You can decide that you only want to take 50, and then, you know, we can kind of give you different options on different payments. We can give you option for a weekly payment, a daily payments. You know, there's going to be, you know, definitely some different terms available, but until we get like all the application process started, I wouldn't be able to give you an exact amount of what, you know, those would be, you know, what you'd be eligible for. So we have a few different, you know, term programs that we can offer. So like I said, the next step would be to just apply to see what you can get, and you know, if you want, I mean, we can get this, you know, get the process started, probably get you an answer within about 48 hours if you wanted to do that.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let me look into it first. You know, like I said, I just wanted to kind of get those options out and kind of see where everything kind of lies from there.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of just sent you like a the applications were attached on there, but what I'll do is, is that still the best email, the one that I send it to, or do you have another email that's easier to send it over to? I can send you the actual application and everything I actually would need to as well.
You can send either one, tj@ridgencompany.com. That's the main one.
tj@ridgen. Okay. Got it. All right, yeah, I'll go ahead and send it over. Oh, sorry, what's up?
I don't know, I was going to ask you a question, too. Business credit cards, you all have those as well?
We have them available, I mean, on something like that. Like, usually the those kind of programs, though, they're usually not available, like, right away, too, as well, because some of our programs, the way they're set up is, you know, we're definitely a relationship-type base, you know, base bank, where the goal is to, you know, like, to kind of get a feel on, like, you know, like, basically, if you can manage on paying all these, the payments back and everything, we're able to, you know, not only extend out, like, the terms as well. So halfway through paying these back, sometimes we can actually extend out and give you, you know, higher limit, as well as give you some options. We actually do early payment discounts too, as well, where sometimes we can even wipe off some of your the interest that you've accrued. It is a fixed amount of interest, but and then we offer, you know, plenty of other, you know, options. We do have a line of credit option available as well. But it's, again, it's something that's usually available afterwards, you know, once you can kind of prove that you're able to pay, make these payments, you know, on a regular basis. Cause, you know, we're not looking to just, you know, get just, you know, one deal from you. We want to, you know, be able to work with you, you know, help your business out, you know, throughout the years.
Right. Right. Got
so,
it.
Yeah.
And so that's business. What about consumer credit cards?
Those, no, because basically our bank, we're not, we're specifically commercial. It's only basically handling out with the business owners.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
They keep telling me I need to open up a personal credit card, and I try to stay away from them.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that, you know, I mean, like, especially when you're saying, like, you're just your own personal credit card, like, to apply.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably something you probably wouldn't want to look into because, you know, you want to basically try to keep your personal credit away from your business because, you know, that way neither of them suffer, you know, from any decisions or, you know, mistakes that are made. You know, it's better to have them separate on there too. So, but yeah, I mean, we can definitely start off with this and, you know what I mean? Like I said, we can get you a higher amount, you know, if you don't decide not to take off that full amount, you have the options, you know, to go down low. We basically start off with going the highest amount possible and then let you choose from there.
From there, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
TJ. Well, what I'll do is I'll send you this email in there. It'll have the application attached to it, and then I'll give you kind of a rundown of all the documents we would need on there. And like I said, you know, we can get you an answer within 48 hours. So, you know, even if you're not looking to do it, you know, right away, I mean, you know, we can at least get the, if you can submit those documents, we can get at least the application and let you know what you have available in your back pocket. So, you know, that way in case anything does come up, you know, once we get you approved, you can decide when you want to get funded. It's going to be available for you for probably about 30 days.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay. I'll go ahead and send that over in just a second. Any other questions before, you know, I let you go?
Nah, that's it right now.
Okay. All right. It was good talking to you, CJ. And then I'll follow up with you maybe in about a week if I don't hear anything back from you, okay?
All right. Perfect.
All right. Thanks, CJ. Have a good one.
Right.
All right, bye.